What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg Way, your final Greg Way of the week. We'll be back, of course, on Monday, the 22nd. I'm here to talk to you, and I was like, you know what? We're doing the middle of this giant birthday stream for Kevin Mike. You know, I lost. Doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about it. Even though Bear gave me a great run in it, dog. Great job, Bear. However, I was like, you know what? I was pulling the question from oldpatreon.com/kindoffunny. About what it is you all want to hear about. And I saw one I missed from a couple days ago. This one goes to Gary Horman, who says, question for the Greg Way. I just got married on May 1st. Hey, that's my and Jen's anniversary. Congratulations, anniversary, but. And Gary says, I got married on May 1st. And so far, it's been great. 18 days in, Gary. I should hope it's still great. Jeez. We've been together so long that we were basically already married. What are some tips for new married life? Interesting question, Gary. I find it almost impossible, I feel, to give... If you're going to write into Greg Way and give me a personal question, which I appreciate and love, and of course, you know, you can do it on any Patreon post. Most recent Greg Way helps me get to the next one. You know, if you're going to do something, like, you immediately say we've been together so long, it's basically like we were already married, which then puts me into quite the pickle in terms of what am I actually giving you? Because if you've already been together, it sounds like you already got a good thing going. And I would assume you already live together. So, like, any kind of advice there would be weird. I guess the advice I would go back to starts in a not so great place. As you all, or not you all, many of you know I was married before Jen, right out of college, you know, did the whole Midwest thing, graduated college. Got engaged, you know, moved out here for IGN in 2007 and got married the same year, right? And that lasted a year and a half. And it was just because, of course, we were young kids. And I'm not even trying to talk shit about getting married young. In my experience, we were young kids. We weren't fully, even remotely, who we were going to become, right? So it was very hard to get engaged, fall in love in a different state, in a different life, and then have me get a job in San Francisco and tear everything up and move out here and yada, 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 and me very clearly be chasing my dream. Put all that aside, that could be another topic if you want to hear about it eventually, if you haven't already, because I've talked about it a million times. But, you know, I remember when I was at IGN, I hadn't told many people I was getting divorced yet, and I was in a capture bay working on something or whatever, and Dunham came in and was like, oh, hey, like, you know, we're doing a boxing thing over at my house this weekend. You should come bring your ex-wife, bring your wife at the time. And I was like, actually, we're breaking up. We're not doing anything. Shut the door and we talk for a while and yada, yada, yada. And one of the things, I forget anymore now the exact words because it wasn't that important. But one of the things we got into a topic of conversation was this whole thing of, basically, I remember when I got the job at IGN, we were already engaged. And I remember when I, you know, officially got it and before I moved to San Francisco when I was still in Columbia but getting ready to go and, like, you know, quitting my job and I'm doing all these different things. I remember telling her, look, you got to give me 10 years with this. I need to live this dream for 10. This is all I've ever wanted. You got to give me at least 10 years to see how it's going to shake out and what's going to happen and where it's going to go. And I remember her like, okay, sure. And I also remember in my own head being like, I don't care if it's 9 months or if it's 9 years. If she wants to leave San Francisco, I'm going to have to let her go. Like, I'm not going to move back with her. I'm staying and chasing this dream. You know what I mean? And, you know, that, again, back to the young thing, and I think my inexperience and yada, yada, yada. Like, obviously, if you're saying that, you shouldn't be married to somebody. And you're already married, Gary, so I'm not even, like, talking about that. But I think advice in general, right, I think the general advice, which I think it's said a lot, but I don't know how many people think about it, is putting your partner first, right? Like, Jen and I put each other first, period. You know what I mean? Full stop. If Jen tomorrow was like, I need to go back to Canada, I would figure out a way to make all this work with us going back to Canada. Like, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, Jen's the most important person in my life. We've made that commitment to each other, right? That we're in this and we're going to win this and we're going to keep going because we love each other. And we, you know, we brought Ben into the world because of, as a product of our love of, you know, what we mean to each other, right? He's the physical embodiment of the special bond we think we share. And so for me, that's obviously, you can sit here and, like, I'm talking about, think of a big thing, right? Like, oh my God, like Canada, right? Moving and doing all this different stuff, which isn't happening, don't worry. But I'm saying, like, that would be the big thing, right? But I think then it's easier to forget about the smaller things, right? Which are not just like, do you want pizza? I want pizza. I want burgers. Like, well, I guess you want burgers. But I think it's more about, like, you know, not getting bent out of shape when you need to put that person first, right? When it is, you know, if I had my way, right, if I was left to my own devices, right, no Jen, no Ben, I would finish work, I would go home, I would make myself something to eat that I would eat in front of the TV while I watched 15 minutes of whatever 30-minute probably Modern Family right now, and then I would go and play video games till my eyes fell out of my head, right, until I got there. I'd be playing Tears of the Kingdom nonstop and yada, 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 right? And that's not what my life is now, because my life is way more this isn't me knocking if you do that, but for me, my life is way more rich, right? I think, you know, the you know, benefits, that doesn't sound right, I guess, but what Ben and Jen bring to my life, you know, shakes me from what my normal, you know, 900 hours of DC Universe Online or whatever would be. And not that there's anything that's a bad life to live, but it's different than what I have now, right? But what that means is, you know, sacrifice isn't the right word, because that makes it sound like I'm fucking holier than thou or I'm doing them a favor, right? But it is about sharing my life with them and sharing everything with it and like being down for that thing, right? Where for me, it is such a big deal to, you know, when it's the weekend, right? And like, you know, in the old days, obviously that would have meant I was playing video games for as long as I could, as much time as I could. Whereas now it is going to be, you know, tomorrow we're going to wake up early. I'm going to take mom to the airport. I'll come back to the house. Ben will be awake. We'll be into the first wake window. And we are going to make breakfast. And we are going to go to a park. And we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And then he's going to come home and go to a nap. And we will do a little bit of chores. Maybe take a nap because I'm already exhausted. Maybe play video games. Then wake up. Go to another park. Do whatever with Ben. Hang out. I think we might have a birthday party. Come home. Put him to bed. And like, you know, I'm playing. Like, there's so much going on there on a schedule in a way that I think it would be easy on a dark day to sit there and be like, that's not what I want to do with my time. That's not what this is. But it's I live, you know, to put them first. And I think that, again, radiates down through all these little things, right? Of like, I can't be happy unless they're happy. You know what I mean? And like sometimes, obviously, it's impossible to make everybody happy. And I don't mean to like surface level happiness, right? But it is this whole thing of like, we are a unit, we are a team, we are a thing, right? And I think that's the way to think about it, right? Is like, early tips for marriage, I mean, you probably already got it, you've probably already been going, but like, you are now in this partnership that's so much bigger than you. And I think that comes down to, if both of you are putting each other first, then you're on a good way, you're on a good track, right? And again, I know there's somebody who's hearing this and it's not hitting right, and they make it sound like, or I'm making it sound to them, that I get, oh, it's all sacrifice, it's all this bullshit. And that's not what I'm saying. Again, I'm not like, hey, I really want to watch this tonight. I don't. Well, we'll watch what you want. I don't even mean that way. Like, that's, you know, a weird, meaningless put somebody first thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about, like, my goal is to keep Jen and Ben happy. My goal is to take care of them, right? Because, again, sometimes you can't be happy, make people happy because of what's going on in people's lives, and that's okay. That makes sense? Does this make sense? Like, that's just it, I guess, of, like, you need to be each other's rock. Sure, I would go as far, at least for a Gregism of it, right, is to be each other's heroes. Like, I'm trying to be heroic for them. And that doesn't mean stopping a robbery or doing whatever, but I want to be seen in their eyes as somebody who's going above and beyond to be their father, their husband. You know what I mean? I think that makes sense and doesn't sound toxic, but I'm never sure. You know what I mean? These kind of things. So let me know what you think about how you put people first in your marriage, or what your tips for marriage are. Everybody put your tips for marriage in here if you got them. But yeah, my tips, of course, is like, you know, be there for each other, love each other, take care of each other, right? That's what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your final Greg Way of the Week. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.